a peacemaker, not a power broker. Bible thought. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Romans chapter 12, verse 17 and 18. Our society has a love affair with power. Business people wear power suits. People have power lunches. People who want to get rich play Powerball. But you can't be a power player and a peacemaker at the same time. In our text, David has an opportunity to take shots at his enemy Saul, who has been recently killed in battle. David could gloat, but instead he mourns Saul's death and speaks of Saul's greatness. What do you do when you have a chance for a power play, especially with your enemies? When you have an opportunity to make a fellow employee look bad? When you have a chance to spread a rumor about someone? When it would be easy to retaliate against an opponent? Abuse of power is almost always the issue in troubled marriages, troubled churches, and troubled governments. Power play always begins with an attitude. With power players, the push for power has come to shove. That's why Jesus tells us of being poor in spirit, because he tells us of being peacemakers. Peacemakers are filled with humility. Power brokers are filled with hubris. Power players disrupt peace, while peacemakers refuse to play power games. Why not choose to be a peacemaker today? Father, please help me to remember to be a peacemaker, holding to the promise that peacemakers will be called sons of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Ard McNeese, Coppell, Texas.